It's 6:07 and we finally got our audio, so we are ready to open our meeting. If we can start with a Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Bravo. Okay. I didn't see any public comments come through. Valerie, I don't think we got any. I'll give a couple of minutes for anyone to raise their hand if they have a statement they want to make. They have a couple minutes. No. Okay. Moving on to our standard order of business. Everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes of the October meeting. Are there any changes, additions, corrections? Any additions or corrections? Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I move we accept the minutes as updated.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Anna Maria, I'm going to abstain.
Okay, since you weren't here, that's fine. Thank you. Okay. Motion passed. Unanimous. With one abstention. Okay. Head of school.
Are you on or do you want something?
I think I got it. Okay. So, first things first, and we've already talked about these in the past. We did another walkthrough. This time we did the high school just last week. We definitely saw some really nice practices happening in the high school, specifically with higher levels of engagement between teachers and students, which was very, we were very happy to see. And a lot of nice strategies being used by the teachers in order to make sure that they keep the lesson moving along throughout the block that they were in. So we were really happy about that. Also, the order of the building was a how well organized it is to the point of strength as well, which we were very happy about. The only thing that really is not is the front door that's still not ready, but we're almost there now. So we have the
rebar.
Right, there's rebar down. So we're getting pretty close. But we'll continue to work on that. In terms of feedback that we received for improvement, one of the areas that there was a little bit of back and forth was with regards to access to technology, internet resources in the high school. So we had to do some calibrating, shall we say, and we're still calibrating with website access and outside website access, specifically hovering around YouTube, which we did kind of clear those hurdles and are using YouTube freely in the high school. However, there's still other calibration areas where we're trying to find best ways to be able to keep the network safe and stable while also providing the access that our students need. So I believe that we are currently working on trying to find a workaround with the Common App, which is giving us a little bit of trouble on uploads, and that's necessary for college applications. So we're working on that one as we speak to write kind of a patch for that and allow for access to that. And then as an organization, we have to talk a little bit about what we want to do about after hours. After hours, with computers going home, how much access do we actually provide to kind of unfiltered YouTube, things like that, since they are our devices that we're using. So currently, after hours is not allowed. It's locked. But with kids needing access for various things and trying to be equitable, we're trying to figure out what the best solution is for that. We are open to suggestions on best way to do that. As you all can imagine, it's a liability issue too for the organization, but we're carrying the management of that after hours. So there's a balance that has to be struck in this day and age of AI and technology for us to figure out what is the best pathway forward. And that doesn't have to look the same throughout the organization, but it may be something that we think of as in terms of a board policy coming up, technology policy, maybe something to think about. But we're currently working through solutions for that. I think probably in the high school, we're going to have to allow some sort of access because it's, again, it's necessary for research papers and stuff like that, and maybe even 6 to 12. And then we'd have to think a little bit more carefully about what that would look like in the K to 5 model.
Are we able to monitor where students go on YouTube from home?
We can, but it's a bear because you've got 2,000 computers at home at any one time. So it is quite, I should say, in that sense, we're not able to monitor because of how large of an animal it is. We do know that when we do the monitoring within the system, even during the day, when the sites are unfiltered, there is a lot of misuse. Well over 50%.
Oh,
this class. So.
And what happens when students are told they will be monitored or that
they are very aware. We even have a filter called the Guardian. They know their ways around it quite well these days. So it is something that maybe at some point we can think of a potential policy from the board coming up on technology. We'll try to draft a couple things and send them in a way so you're not trying to come up with it. But it feels like we're getting close to where we're going to need to make a decision on how we feel about that as a support, in terms of supplement for education. So that's one of the things that came out of the high school walkthrough. That was important as well. The 76ers night is tomorrow night. So we're really excited about that. We have about, we have well over 200 tickets. We're going to have performances by our students, both on the main floor doing some dancing and in the main concourse level, our band is going to be playing as well. So they're going to be obviously highlighting a lot of our Odyssey kids. The kids will be in the high five tunnel when the athletes come in and out. It's a really nice event that allows for our school to be showcased. We are the only school anywhere around here that does something like that, the larger Philly community. So it's a really nice outreach piece for us as well, despite the fact that it's proven to be a little bit of a headache with the logistics. I think it's well worth it in terms of what our students and the community gets out of it. So we're excited to be there tomorrow. Thank you, Georgia, for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a fun game. It's the Celtics. It's a big game. It's the number one against the number two team in the whole conference.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun. In terms of future projects and stuff like that, right now we are doing some surveying for the field project, which is happening, and we're looking at the imaging from underneath and what remnants are left from the buildings that were knocked down that could be that could potentially complicate at some level the project. I did have the opportunity, I was speaking to Jeff, I did have the opportunity to speak to some of the individuals that were part of the demolition for that. And although not in writing, they were able to verbally assure me that a large majority of that debris was actually removed properly, and the dirt was sifted well. So,
won't find any bones or.
I'm hoping that we can take that as sort of value. Totally cool to see how that turned out. We're also doing an architectural RFP for the Building 27 project, which is the expansion of our actual school. We're very excited for that component of it. It's going to be a very big move for Odyssey Charter School. And the way the building's going to look is going to be part of this community outreach piece that we're really going to be looking for. We're looking to make a very innovative looking school and really applying our educational model in ways that other schools would not be capable of doing. That means free open spaces. It means collaboration centers. It means innovative ways to approach peer learning groups. It means project-based learning. And it will implement a lot of the ideals of classical education and Greek education. We have some renderings already that we've kind of started to sketch out so that we can start to present some of those coming up soon and start getting some feedback from the brainstorming on what is it that we can do next about these things. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be, this is a game changer. It's a game changer for the whole educational landscape in terms of how do you approach teaching and learning moving forward, not just for this organization, but potentially in this entire state public education. So we're really excited about that project. And part of that is going to be coupling our winnings from the YAS Prize with an ask from, I was going to say the Walton Foundation, the Longwood Foundation. The Walton Foundation is actually an organization that's already helped us now, EFF. So the Longwood Foundation for a large ask to help actually pay for the entire building. Between them, yeah, a couple. It's coming up in the spring. So we're going to start putting the pitch together in the pitch committee together pretty soon for that. So we're excited about that. And we're very confident that through the moves that have been made by the organization over the last year to 18 months, there's a lot of confidence around investing in Odyssey. So I feel pretty good about our chances. Especially with EFF and then the S&P rating, I think they know that their money's going to be well spent. Now, having the backing of a national foundation like the YAS, that should be enough to push us over the top. And we'll be asking for, I think that's 1.4 million. So looking forward to that. From a hiring perspective, we are looking for a high school ELA teacher still, right? Middle school science, Adrian, we're still looking, right? Yep, still looking for that. But that's covered right now. We're also, I know that we talked about this and the board has also tried to provide some support for this, and that is the transportation and the lack of enough bus drivers right now. And we are not only hiring, but we're building redundancy in the bus drivers as well. So we're over hiring that we can compensate moving forward for that. So that's good news. From a culture goal, obviously we have the Greek Heritage Night that we talked about, which is coming up tomorrow. The executive council is part of the process that helps us with the culture in the school and drives it. So again, if anybody wants to be a part of that, I would say email me right now instead of Ms. Bonet, just temporarily right now. So just email me if you want to be a part of it. And then and we'll try to get you onto that committee, because we meet almost about every 5 to 6 weeks. The parent camp is at the end of November. Then Thursday. Thursday's the Gobble Fest, right?
Thursday's Gobble Fest.
I didn't put that on here. So Thursday's our Gobble Fest. This is an opportunity for our students to have a nice hot turkey luncheon with potatoes and all the fixings. And so we're really excited about that. And we got taste tested last week at our leadership meeting, and it's phenomenal. The food was phenomenal. They did a really, really good job.
And our food service people are doing it?
Our food service people are doing it. They're just doing a fantastic job. This year also, and I think Eva may chime in on this if she's on the call today, we're transitioning. We used to do this turkey drive for the food bank. This year we're transitioning to gift cards. So we're asking for folks to give gift cards. The leadership team, instead of, you know, doing the $20 each, we're just going to do a little Venmo, Eva, or I think Paula, do either one, so that we can provide gift cards this year. I guess the logistics of carrying around a bunch of turkeys is starting to shed a little bit.
Yeah. If I'll chime in, she said she sent me something. She was not able to be here tonight. She said it's a holiday gift card drive. The food pantry committee is collecting small denominations, $15 to $20 gift cards to local grocery stores. She said Target, ShopRite, Acme, places like that. Cards will be distributed to our OCS families in need of food staples for the holidays. Please deliver your gift card donations to Building 22 office. For more information, contact either Eva or Paula.
There you go. You have it. So let's try to get some money raised for families that don't have as much to be thankful for these holiday seasons. And we will do our best. We have support. I think we'll talk about it tomorrow. We have a leadership meeting tomorrow. We might still try to do something a little bit different too, just to provide some tangible things as well.
Because I know they're also still going to do the giving tree.
Right. So that one that I think that came out yesterday. Right. Well, I thought I saw something come out.
No, I thought it was, is it?
It was the act for family. So the
that's the one you sign with for family.
Yeah, sponsor requests the staff to give the family. That's why that.
Yeah, that's what that one is.
But it'll be the list of all the things will be sent out. They usually send it out right around the thing so that people can take advantage of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And while we have this opportunity, we should probably formally welcome Ashley back. she's back in the fold. She's got two little critters at home to take care of, right?
And a dog. Sorry.
So the family grows, and that's a testament to an organization that's very stable. We also have another one that's about to go out on maternity leave.
No. So what?
Jackie is pretty obvious. There's more announcements to come, but that's not my news to share. So I'll keep my mouth shut. That's always a good thing, but it is going to speak to that particular piece. With Jackie going out, and we also have Chrissy, who's going to be taking on some projects for us as well in terms of instructional leadership. He's going to be doing a math innovation lab for the middle school, which is going to have a completely different design than our current system. And we're in the process of actually creating that classroom environment, which again is going to be almost an incubator for what we envision potentially Building 27 to look like on a grander scale. And then we're going to be taking some videos in there as well, creating a video library of best practices for our middle school mathematics program. It's a pilot for that.
Who did you say was heading up the math lab?
Chrissy.
Slobo.
We call her Slobo.
Slobo
didn't
speak. Slobo didn't
speak. Used to be Chrissy Venton, now it's Slobo. And so she's going to be heading that up. Look for it after Thanksgiving. Probably need another couple of weeks to get that together. But it should serve as a wonderful resource for our entire path. We're kind of trying some new ideas and innovative ideas. And I have to thank Ms. Rodriguez for helping us make it happen, and Dr. Lukaku for helping us make it happen. But it's a heavy lift, and it's another person on our SLT now. We're going to be down two more people in our SLT that are going to be doing special projects for taking care of their babies at home. So a lot of extra lifting to do for the rest of the team. As a result of that, what we game planned last week in our leadership meeting was that we would restructure the way that we're doing coaching. So all of us are going to take on more individuals, including me. We're all going to be coaching, instructionally coaching this year to help lift us through the rest of the year this year. So that'll be fun. It's going to be a good time.
Roll up your sleeves.
Yep, roll up your sleeves and get it done. We got to do it. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to the buildings now for their specific stuff.
Come on first.
Yep. Okay. You are in the hot seat.
All right. Hopefully it's actually warm. decidedly not anymore. All right. So good evening, everyone. We have a few updates for the high school. This month, we began our new celebration of Athletes of the Month. Our first two athletes of the month for September were senior Edwin Diaz-Gannis, who was a soccer player, and sophomore Anastasia Thomas, who was a volleyball player. You can read more about their accomplishments online or in the newly created bulletin board for Athlete of the Month at the school cafeteria. As we have, you probably already know, Melissa Tracy was named a Global Teacher Award Top 10 finalist. She traveled to Paris to represent Odyssey and was the only American finalist for the award, which is frequently called the Nobel Prize for Education. She lost to a Pakistani teacher who literally had survived war while teaching. So,
how do you talk?
You know, I'm still very proud of her.
A little bit of tough
hey, just getting that as far as she did.
Very tough competition.
Yeah, just getting as far as she did.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So we also came and November 1st has come and gone. So that's our first round of student college applications. For early decision applications were due on November 1st for the first set of them. Students are applying to schools spanning the country. We cannot wait to have them start receiving their acceptances. And finally, our Odyssey Lifers attended their annual breakfast this morning. We are so proud of these students and cannot wait to celebrate them and the rest of the seniors as the year goes on. Upcoming events, we have, we will be welcoming all of our current eighth grade students for our annual eighth grade Separate Day on Tuesday, 11/21. OCS eighth graders will participate in a variety of activities in the high school to learn about all the courses, career pathways, and extracurriculars available at the high school. We also have our high school winter concert on the 7th at 6 p.m., December 7th, and midterm exams are 12/18, 12/20, and students will be dismissed at a half day for that. We had two specific travel requests. I know there's more travel requests coming later, so these are just a couple more. Science Olympiad team, which we have not had for many, many years, has re-emerged, and they are going to Conestoga High School in Berwyn, Pennsylvania on Saturday, December 16th to compete in an invitational. And our dual enrollment U.S. history course, along with our food studies course, want to do a tour in Philadelphia as a food history tour on Tuesday, December 4th.
The dual enrollment and the
food studies.
Yeah. And they're going to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia for a food history tour.
And the
Science Olympiad is December 16th to Berwyn, Pennsylvania. Hopefully not a better Science Olympiad team than ours.
The better soccer fans.
Yeah.
Anyone have any questions for Ashley? Any questions? Okay, you're out of the hot seat.
I'll turn it over to Adrian.
In the walkthroughs last week, one of the strengths that we saw in the program was the science department. So it doesn't surprise me that we have Science Olympiad.
We have had a wonderful turnaround in our science department and hired some fantastic teachers over the last couple of years. It has been really great to see the improvement, and we have so many more AP courses designed now. Just very strong academics. The level of rigor has dramatically increased. Great.
Okay, thank you very much, Ashley.
Adrian, it's you.
Adrian, you're on.
Good evening. And I do have to give a shout out to the high school, because if I could have stayed in that AP Chem class for the rest of the year, I would have. It was so much fun. I thought we were going to make things explode. We definitely made things smoke and gases. And I was learning all kinds of things about reactive and unreactive elements. It was really quite cool. So thank you, Miss Lipson, for creating such a fun classes for the kids. So if someone wants to scroll it down, if not, I could just guess it off the top of my head, but I'm going to be really wrong. There we go. All right. So as Ashley was boasting about the high school science Olympiad, we're going for year two in the middle school. We had our first meeting today for all the students that were interested in joining. We're going to be competing this year for our second year in a row. In middle school, they compete in 23, or they can compete in up to 23 different events in various fields of science. So this year, we're looking to grow out our team and have at least someone in each event. So that's our goal for the year, is make sure we can't guarantee, I mean, as much as I'd like to toot the middle school's horn that we're going to bring in a prize in every event, we figure we'll increase our odds by having them compete in all of them. I know these board meetings can run long, so I'm not going to make you watch the video, but I highly recommend to all board members, community members.
How long's the video?
It's a minute.
All right, let's play it. This was my drama teacher created this and won the award.
We are after hours.
No, I'm being redirected.
Here we go.
Maybe.
Oh, is this the Filottimo thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Share.
Share.
Did you say share your...
I'm not sure how to do the volume, guys.
I'll keep it up.
If you go to the Zoom and you share, where it says share your screen, and then you say share sound, your sound, it goes around.
Screen echo.
They're done and graduating, they'll be asking to count us in. What? Mo! Filote mo, filote who? You! Filote you! Who are we? Who are we? We're the teachers! Here at Odyssey, every day we drop in knowledge and philosophy, science, math, band, Greek, and drama. In ELA, we teach you how to use a comma. We come from near, we come from far. We're always working hard to raise the bar of our future. Generational wealth and knowledge, so our kids can build confidence and go to college. Life ain't easy, the road is rough. That is why we've got to be tough. Greek culture, dance, food, and language is what gives our kids the advantage on future tests and medical vocabulary. We start them young, yo, in elementary, and by the time they're done and graduating, they'll be asking to count us in, pontificating. So clap your hands and come and join us and holler back like you're a Greek car. What? Filote. What? Mo. Filotimo. What? Who? Filote.
That was great.
That was adorable.
It was quite entertaining. And again, it shows you at the middle school the kind of spirit we have. And it was just, honestly, it was all schools came together to help out with it. And it was a really good time. And I don't think Jen's online, but just want to throw a shout out again to our drama teacher, Jen Kent, for putting that together. That was amazing. Upcoming activities for the middle school, we have our sixth grade field trip to Lincoln Financial. I believe it's the 28th and the 29th. That has already been approved. We have our winter concert, the same as the high school. I believe it's a 6 to 12 concert at John Dickinson, December 7th at 6 p.m. And then we too have our midterms, same as high school, the 18th through the 20th. And just a reminder to all families, and we'll be throwing it out there, putting it everywhere, that students will be dismissed half day. Anybody who gets a chance to come by the middle school, it's the little things like this that make us happy. We have a new electronic ticker right at the front of the school. So when you come in, it tells the kids now what day it is. Is it A day or B day? It tells you upcoming holidays, upcoming events. And it even has a fun countdown to winter break for both teachers and kids alike. So if you get a chance, come, those of you who are there, hopefully you noticed it when you first walked in. And that's it for me.
Well, thank you. Anyone have any questions for Adrian? Any questions? Going once? Twice? Okay, thank you very much, Adrian. And you didn't have any out-of-state travel to approve? You already had all yours approved, right?
Yes, everything that we've had so far, no one else has brought anything else to me.
Good. And who's next?
Yeah.
You can go next. Sola's going to go next. She's doing both.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do the portion of mine.
Okay.
Similar stuff going on in elementary. Hi, everyone. So first of all, we have been rolling out the new assessment, teacher assessment platform and support platform through the state. We had our goal setting meetings by last board meeting. Those are almost concluded, except for a couple newer teachers. We're focusing on high quality learning objectives as a school-wide goal. And now we're starting our first round of the official observations that we've been doing lots of walkthroughs. And so we'll be in the giving teachers feedback on the success criteria that they're presenting their students with and the how explicitly their students are aware of the learning objectives. That's found to be tied to student success. We both have new staff members in both buildings. So Robin McAnulty just joined us as our second grade plus teacher. We lost Dr. Meyer in early October, and we were on a search for a while, but it was well worth the wait. We have a phenomenal teacher. She already had an incredibly productive first day, so we welcome her. And Meredith Hyman is joining the third grade plus own team. We are all starting now our first round of targeted interventions after our progress monitoring, the new iReady platform that both monitors very discrete skills for students and present and gives the teachers a range of activities they can work on with students to address certain learning gaps. And the Dibbles 8 platform as well that helps teachers with the same thing for reading. And we're already seeing some of those lowest students who we've been frequenting those targeted interventions with. We're already seeing some great growth in our first project. Cycles, and we're very happy. Our CIA team is also working on pacing guides for now that we're all using the same curriculum for ELA and for math, getting teachers on the same calendar, so to speak, with the lessons that they're doing so that they can sync up all of their testing and their interventions that work together to break students up to work on different areas of the curriculum that they need most help on. So actually I have a big shout out to Lindsay Neff, one of our instructional coaches, who put together a really elegant guide for teachers for math. And it's gonna be a longer process for ELA because we just adopted the Amplified curriculum across K-5, but we are working on that as well. And so it's gonna be, I think, to be able to work together as a more robust team on moving students than the middle of students.
And you said you have that already in place for math?
For math, we just rolled it out at our last PLCs, yeah.
So you don't know if there's been any impact?
Not yet, no. I can tell you that teachers' reactions were, I think, very positive too. Yeah. It really helped them focus on, you know, because we are teaching such a broad range of subjects. We also have math and Greek. We also have, you know, the Greek language. It really helps them focus on the highest leverage standards that are going to predict success moving forward and those students we must master for the next year. So knowing what we need to focus on and how we can support students who are falling behind, and then recognizing that so some of those other standards can take like a backseat a little bit. With all the research that Lindsay did, is a really good guide to make sure that we hit the highest level of standards. So I think that it's been a pretty good reaction to it. It's going to be a very helpful tool. We're still working on our positive behavior support and our SEL curriculum. So we're still working on character traits. And now that we've finished through the first marking period, we are going to have the first OWL exploration for one student from each class per month who exemplified one of those character traits that is showcased for that month from the SEL curriculum. It's December 8th, I believe, the lower school, but any families whose students were selected will be getting an invitation to come into the school and celebrate them right over the break there. So similarly with PBIS, we had our first celebration, the magic show. And it was kind of like a kickoff. The students loved it. The magician turned a little bottle of Sprite into a bottle of Coca-Cola, and they thought that was the most amazing thing they've ever seen. And he put like a Swedish fish in his mouth and spat out a real goldfish. The kids lost their minds. That was amazing. So it was really exciting to see them all have so much fun. And I think it's really incentivized positive behavior. And for the next round of shows, they're going to have to earn it with their OWL tickets. So this one was, you know, got a lot of kids on board.
Have you seen, compared to last year, an improvement over behavior?
Yeah. So I think last time we presented data, lower school, we definitely... There's a massive reduction. It's not, I think it's not just this though. I think also having two counselors has been huge. I can speak for us specifically. A lot of the behaviors that we saw going on, I think they were all rooted in a lot of emotional regulation. So being able to address a student who is starting to escalate with an expert who really understands the emotional issues going on and how to address them, I think has made a huge difference. Rather than just that kind of reward versus consequence, at least in the very young kids who are coming in. I also think that, you know, our kindergartners are a little bit more mature this year coming in, and a lot of that could be COVID related. I think a lot of people stayed home for more of the years. Maybe finally that's started to put back to date. So it's been positive, sure. We also had canine assemblies this month, and actually they started today, and the Wilmington police bring in the canine dogs and introduce them to the students. So kindergarten was out there today, and then they had the time of their lives, and they talked about, you know, safety, and if you, you know, need to know the police officer, if you see one of these dogs and all that stuff. So they learned a lot. And our BSmart presentations are in December. Those are, they're state mandate. They come in, and especially to the younger students, they come and just talk about staying safe around strangers, things like that. So it is a letter goes home to parents before that's the thing. They know who's coming in, but it's a great presentation to help students understand, recognize, and respond to unsafe. So for lower school, some school events, our basketball club is just getting started. It was going to start this week, but we actually had a delay because our poor PE teacher was injured. He's back. He's doing great. So he'll be sending out an email soon. We'll be adjusting those weeks a little bit. We also have the PTO Turkey Trot, which is always so much fun on November 20th. It's 8 to 5 during the day, but a schedule will be going out to teachers soon for that. Lower school winter concerts are going to be in the Blue Box Theater again, December 18th and 19th. We almost have the class schedule finalized. That should be going out by the end of the week, by the Thursday communication. And the intermediate school is finalizing details for their winter concert. It'll likely be between the 15th and 18th as well. And this year at the lower school, students are going to be voting on their favorite yearbook cover instead of us picking it passively. So I thank Bridget Davis for organizing that. It's going to be a nice voting activity. For intermediate school, the only additional thing that we have is that their safety patrol has been trained and is proudly beginning service this week. So yeah, so they have students.
Like hall monitors?
Yes, yes, which I don't think the young guys are very ready for, but I would be willing to give it a try at some point. But I think the 3 to 5 graders really enjoy it. So it was a successful last year, too. So I know it takes some time to get them all trained and ready. That's all. Do you have any questions?
Any questions? Any questions for Sula? Any questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, and last but not least, we have Dr. Ioana.
Καλησπέρα σε όλους.
Καλησπέρα.
Good evening. So the Greek program, I'm going to start because I have many things to tell you about the Greek program. So I'm going to start from the Ochi Day celebration this year. It was the second year that we celebrate this national Greek National Day. It was in October 30th in the Blue Box Theater. And we were very proud to have 130 students performing, either dancing, reciting poems, singing. We had many songs. Even we had a small skit this year. And they performed for about 1,000 people. So 900 students and then teachers and families, because we had a slot just for families. So these students performed for six, in a rotation for six times, six different shows. And we offered them pizza and a dress down day the following day, actually in 2 days, because the next one was the Halloween. So it went very, very well. Next, we had our Greek program meeting of November. Actually, it was November 1st this month. It was a very productive meeting. We had some parents who joined for the first time, and they shared with us thoughts, concerns, questions. Please remember that the Greek program meeting is every first Wednesday of the month at 5:30. It will be great to have you join us and discuss about the program, Flessen Immersion. The next item has to do with the YAS visit. We had Mr. Musante, Michael Musante, visiting Odyssey in November 6, if I'm not mistaken. And we had a very limited time. It was about an hour, less than an hour. And I wanted to show him immersion, but it was impossible to show him everything in immersion. So we started from fifth grade, and then we visited four classes in total, ending our visit in kindergarten, because we wanted to show him how the program progressed from where it is now, fifth grade, but from where it starts. And all the, not all, but some stations in between. Classes, I mean grades in between, and I'm very, very proud of our teachers. It was a lot of pressure on them and of our students because they did a great job. We showcased the Greek side of the program, but also the English side of the program, and they did extremely well. It was very touching to see our students being so responsible, because they felt that they represent Odyssey for this $1 million. So they asked me afterwards, did we win the $1 million?
Do we get one?
They were very, very sweet, but very responsible also for their own learning. It was great to see them. Next. We have, let me go this to this item. I would like to talk to you a little bit about the curriculum in Greek program. As you all know, I think in the Greek program, we don't use books. We don't have specific books because there are no books to address the needs of our own population. Our population is very unique. And there are no books just for us. So up to now, all these years, for all grades and different levels of proficiency and so on, our teachers have been creating their own materials every year, and they edit them depending on the groups that they have every year. This year, though, is the first time that we bought a curriculum for our first grade students, Flessen Immersion, because one of us wrote a book based on our students' needs. So we bought a book that Maria Paraponiari and Dr. Marina wrote for first grade students who learn Greek as a foreign / second language. It was a program that it was piloted here at Odyssey with our own students, but it's a curriculum that is not only for Odyssey, of course, it's for everybody in the globe that learns Greek and they are not native speakers. We are very proud of that. We started using the curriculum last week. So I'm still working with the teachers. We do some trainings about the best use of the books. There are two books, actually, one book with stories, let's say, and the workbook. And that's a first for the Greek program.
Is this book being publicized to other Greek immersion schools?
Yes, Amaria. So now I'm going to take you to my next item to answer your question. I was in a meeting last week with all the Greek American charter schools in the States. It was the first gathering that we had in 13 years. So the last gathering was in 2010. And this time I'll help also with Kyria Stella Kokolis to organize this gathering. We were all the charter schools of the States, of the United States, and we invited, and they were with us, officials from the Greek Ministry of Education to discuss our programs here in the States. So there I found the opportunity to let them know about this new book. And I had people who showed interest. Well, see, so it's not my book, but I'm very proud of the of this method because it's something that it works for us and it might help other students as well. So for this gathering, the Greek American Charter Schools gathering, it was a very interesting event. It was very nice for me to see all the programs. There are programs that I know well and some others that I don't know so well. So it was a great opportunity to exchange ideas between us. But also in the end, we gave a new rendezvous, a meeting, the next meeting to discuss how we are going to explore ideas, how we're going to multiply our model for the Hellenic education in the States. So we want to create more charter schools in the United States, but we need to be united and with the support of the Greek Ministry of Education to do that. And there are people who are willing to give it a try. And Odyssey, of course, is one of these people. We want to work together with all the other charter schools and find the best model among all of us and create more charter schools because we see that it works. We have seen that it works. Next, we have the first fully in-person convention for the foreign languages in the States. It calls ACTAFEL. It happens every year, but since COVID, it's the first time that it's in person only. And we have two teachers who are going to represent our school. It's Mr. Duvis from elementary. He's going to represent the elementary, and Ms. Anna Stupaki to represent secondary. They go they travel, I think, Thursday evening. The convention starts on Friday, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that's why I would like your approval for their travel to Chicago.
And what were the dates again? Friday is what, 16?
Friday, it's 18. No, 17. You're right, Anne Maria.
17, 18, and 19. And they're going to Chicago.
Yes.
For the ACTAFEL.
ACTFL. American Council on Teaching of Foreign Languages. All right. And are you going to vote now or shall I continue?
I have a list of them, so you can continue.
All right.
No, they can't go.
Actually, I covered everything. So, yes, that was it.
Anyone have any questions? Any questions for Ioana? Any questions for the Greek program? And again, you're more than welcome to join in on these meetings on the first Monday at 5:30.
First Wednesday.
For Wednesday. they are noticed, so they're on the website, whatever the date is on the website. Don't listen to it. Thank you.
Blackboards that go out, I think, with the link, just the way these ones do.
Good, thank you. Hey, thank you very much, Dr. Ioana.
You're very welcome.
So we need a motion to approve these three
state travel for the
out of state.
The history food tour and the two Greek teachers to Chicago.
Yes.
On the dates previously mentioned. I so move.
And do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any opposed? Good. Motion carried. Have a great time. Who do we have next? Oh, we have Josh. Oh my gosh, it feels like we've covered so much.
That's right.
Wow, we haven't covered finances yet.
Good evening, everyone. Going to go over the month report for October 2023. So October 31st, 2023 represents 4 months or 33% of fiscal year. Revenues collected to date are 30.8 million or 67% of the preliminary budget. Revenues received during October were majority as expected. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Zions proceeds piece as it relates to our debt restructure. On the expenditure side, expenses to date are 13.9 million with encumbrances of 675,000, representing 37.2% of the budget. At this point last year, I believe we were at 39%, so pretty much right on track. So the debt restructuring. We weren't positive how the logistics were going to work out as far as starting debt payments to EFF in the same fiscal year that we already made our debt payment for our previous investors. So as a part of the restructure, there was interest capitalized and there was a use of a reserve account that basically is going to provide us with enough additional funds to start making the payments to EFF during the year. So basically, it's going to become a wash. So what'll happen now is as we move towards a final budget and continuing projection for the rest of the year, there's about a $200,000 or so additional debt payment that'll be made monthly to EFF. While we received in October, $500,000 is essentially seed money to start making those payments, and then about five or six other transfers from Zions throughout the year to kind of assist us with not going over the budgeted amount we had for the debt service payments for the year, because that was one of the major goals during the negotiation for the refinance, was that from a cash flow basis, we wouldn't be burdened by the timing of the transaction, because it took place after we had already had to make our debt payment for the year. I previously mentioned OCS created and submitted tuition tax bills for the previous fiscal year, projected next fiscal year, and it's due by tomorrow, November 15th, to the state. To date, we are still counting the previous bills as an accounts receivable in our audited financials, with the hopes of someday being able to recognize that revenue with cash. To date, 877,000 of funds have been coded to federal grants out of the budgeted 1.7 million, which will be 2.4 with the carryover of the expansion grant. As Elias mentioned, the SCG Fields is completing the contracting. The geotech and radar preliminary surveying work is underway. In the Building 27 design RFP meetings are taking place. Two contractors have been interviewed with two more to complete. We have Joel here that's also a member of the RFP committee, who got to sit in on the first two contractors, which we came away pretty excited about the idea of working with. Elias also mentioned the high school front entrance project is nearing its completion with just the ADA accommodating ramp left to go. And then once that's complete, then the construction can begin for the elevator shaft on the outside of where the current entrance is, with the elevator to follow. And that's everything I have for the October month report.
Do you have any questions? Any questions? Any questions? Do I hear a motion to approve the web report? Thank you, Georgia. Georgia
moves to approve the web report.
Second.
I'll second.
And Kristen will second. Fine, that's right. You're here. You got to speak up. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, that was an aye. Mm-hmm. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Wait a little longer.
Thank you,
Jeff. Okay, now we have our committee reports. CBOC did not meet. DE&I, I don't think they meet. Greek program, we heard from. Finance, we heard from. Fundraising and development, I don't think we have anything from that. Right? No. Because we don't have a fundraising and development person other than our chief cook and bottle washer.
And
Gardner.
Right now, I'm focused on Yas and then the big ask of the Long Foundation.
Okay, good. Safety and security, I think we touched on the bus and the transportation. So we are rectifying that. I know there are processes in place to have better communication, and we're hiring more people to make sure that the buses are sufficiently staffed and that the communication does go out in a timely manner. PTO, is there anyone from the PTO? PTO? OCS PTO, I see you. There you are.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Sorry. I am here. Hi. So I just have a couple things. I know Sula already mentioned the turkey trot that we have going on the 20th. So that's K through 5th. And I believe the schedule should be completed by tomorrow, finalized. So we'll have that for everybody. And then our next event is going to be the holiday shop that we have starting on December 11th. This year it's going to be K through 7th. I believe last year it was just K through 5th. But this year now it's going up to 7th grade. And then following that, we have the Santa breakfast on 12/16 that we'll start advertising shortly. But that's all I have for you guys.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And how'd the bag bingo go?
Good. It was so much fun. So much fun. Everybody had a great time. It was a great turnout.
You always do. All right, anything else anyone wants to bring up at this time? Any other committees that I missed? Okay, good of the school. Anyone have anything for good of the school?
The redecoration and branding in the space looks really nice. Very cohesive.
Yeah, looks beautiful.
The olive trees
are. Yeah.
Anything else? And we do not need an executive session tonight. I thought we did, but I think we're good for tonight. So if we have nothing else to discuss, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Kristen, since you're here.
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you all for coming, and we will see you next month.